Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, the Texans finally get involved in free agency. Lost a couple guys, gained a couple guys. We'll talk about it, along with everything else that's going on in the league. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabold, the Voldemort. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday. Usually everybody's in a bad mood. Don't be. Spring break, no reason for you to be in a bad mood. And your Texans are finally active, so we can get into that a little bit. What's happening, Hoffman?
Oh, sports and sports like that. What's going
on? Same thing.
Yeah, it's a sporty kind of day.
It is.
But
it
we'll
is.
Try and we'll make some time for some stuff, I guess.
Oh, we have to. It's just it's kind of a moral imperative that we always work some stuff in at some point. So, man, I was standing outside out front right before the show, and like this whole thing of birds comes flying by, and they all slammed into the window. And like 10 of them just dropped dead right there.
What the hell?
It's like, why are you guys committing suicide? Are you Texans fans? Is that what it is? Pretty freaky.
Zing.
So since we last left people, we knew that they'd lost Tyrann Mathieu to the Chiefs. They also lost Kareem Jackson to the Broncos, but I don't know if I'd count that as a loss because they pretty much said they weren't bringing him back.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's still a player out.
Right.
That you hope to replace with a player in.
Well, and they did that today.
Did they, though?
I think they did. And I'm probably a lot higher on these two signings than you are. Tayshaun Gibson at the price. He's not better than what they had with Mathieu, but he's not a hell of a lot worse. And one thing he does do that Mathieu can't is cover tight ends. And that's been a Texans problem forever. So I think that is a positive. Now, would I rather have Earl Thomas for $15 million a year? Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I don't think nearly as highly of him as you do. I think he's a guy who was kind of the fourth wheel in a secondary that was solid up until this last season. And I don't know. I'm not crazy about him coming in. I don't think he's nearly on the level that Tyrann Mathieu was.
Yeah, see, I think Mathieu was better, but I don't think he's $7 million a year better.
See, I'm not worried about that. I mean, the million, like the Texans have cap space. They've got money to spend. So if this is a shoestring budget team, they just need to come out and say so.
Well, I think they've established that with the money they didn't spend last year. They're going to be a shoestring team.
They're the Oakland A's of the NFL?
Apparently so, yeah.
I'll pass. I'm not interested in them, if that's the case.
Well, I mean,
they've got a window here.
Yeah, they do.
That if they're worried about the difference between the money for Tyrann Mathieu and Tayshaun Gibson, they're not serious about winning while this window's open.
Well, I think they told us that when they were at the scouting combine. They basically came out and said, you know, we want to develop our own players, which is a nice way of saying we're not going to spend a ton of money. And, you know, that being said, if this is how you're going to do it, I'm at least okay with this signing. And I think it's going to just having somebody who can cover a tight end for once in the history of this franchise, I'm good with. I think that makes up for a lot of the other stuff. He had a bad year last year, but the whole Jaguars defense did. And, you know, even Jalen Ramsey wasn't as good last year. So
yeah, well, I mean, I think he had a good year in 2017 because the secondary had a good year in 2017. Yeah. And the rest of his career, he's basically been a guy. I guess he had a couple of he had a big interception year 1 year in Cleveland. But
yeah, he made a Pro Bowl that year. He's been a really solid player for them. He's not the sexy signing, but I think he's better than you're giving him credit for.
Okay.
And the other big one today that happened was Bradley Roby, who was with the Broncos last year, and very similar situation. Not a good year last year, good the year before that. And how much of that is the fact that the Broncos just weren't very good last year, and how much of that was him? But I like the 1 year, $10 million deal. I like the fact that you're not committing long term to the guy. Now you might wind up with the same situation. The good problem to have, you wind up with the same thing you did with Tyrann Mathieu, where the guy has a really good year and suddenly you have to pay him.
Yeah, I mean that'd be the upside. I'm not crazy about either one of these signings. And I mean, Bradley Roby's a guy who just got torched this season.
He was
a SportsCenter highlight waiting to happen.
He was really inconsistent. He would play great for stretches, and then he'd play like garbage for stretches, which basically is what you were getting when you put Kareem Jackson at corner. So, yeah, I think I like the fact that he's on a prove-it deal, and you're not committing. You're not paying a guy for a whole bunch of stuff he hasn't done yet. He's shown flashes, and maybe he fits well in the system. We'll find out. I think you had to go get cornerbacks, and unless you're going to sign Ronald Darby, which, you know, I can't imagine they're going to spend the kind of money it's going to take to get him, this is the kind of deal you needed to get. And you need bodies back there, man.
He ranked 102 out of 131 in cornerback efficiency last season.
According to?
Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, I'm not.
You can say that, but that 1.48 yards per coverage snap.
No, I mean, that's fine. But
you can say wherever it comes from is fine, but that's a statistical fact.
Yeah, just give me a better reference in Pro Football Focus from now on.
That's a stat, Fred. If I got it from footballreference.com, would it make it any different?
Yeah, it would.
Same stat. Like if I say batting average is this, but I went to ESPN.com and the batting average is this.
No, but if you're
it's just batting average.
But if you're going to start talking to me about. You know,
I'm not talking about his grade. Okay. I'm talking about his cornerback efficiency ranking, like which is his actual yards per snap.
He wasn't as good last year, and he was extremely inconsistent.
He was bad last year.
Okay, fine. In your world, he was bad last year. I watched a lot of their games. I thought he did some good things, and I thought there was more in the tank there than what we saw. But yeah, he was also inconsistent as hell, which, you know, I prefer some consistency, but. Guess what? There's not many of those guys out there. I mean, there's probably two or three guys you'd rather get out of the cornerback crop. And are you going to spend $15 a year on Ronald Darby, which looks like that's what he's going to go for? Is he that good?
Yes. Okay. Compared to the, I mean, when did you become a penny pincher? You were like, get Trent Brown. And now all of a sudden you're like, well, let's say, I mean, no, now when it's I saw like you're Cal Trent McNair's Brown, heir
no,
when and I, you're wanting to save all his money.
No, when I what I said was, Trent Brown went for way too much. Now, I would have gone after Juwan James, and I would have paid him that, what the Broncos paid him, no problem. Because that's a guy who's got a little better track record, and then you could have locked down your right tackle. I'm not happy that they haven't done anything on the offensive line. But if this is the direction they're going to go, sure, I think these are good, low-risk, high-reward pickups. Does it make them better? No. But does it make them any worse? I don't think so. I still think the biggest problem.
So you think the two guys they brought in today are combined are better than Kareem and Tyrann Mathieu?
They're probably at least as good.
Okay, I disagree completely.
And especially,
I'm not even that high on Kareem, but I think
Roby will be a better corner than Kareem was for him last year. Kareem was a great safety. If you go look,
Kareem filled a lot of needs for that team last year. He was versatile. He Kareem's coming off a pretty decent season.
No, he's coming off a really good year. But if you kind of look at it, the first part of the season when he was playing safety, he was having the best year of his career. When they had to move him to corner, he wasn't very good over the second half of the season. And yeah, if you were going to bring him back as a safety, $11 million for 3 years, but he's also 31. Is he going to get better? And you know, as far as Matthew goes, I would have probably paid him the 14. I would have gone ahead and said, yeah, well, if they're doing that, I'll do that. But, you know, I get it. I get why they're not doing it. I just want to know where you're going to spend this money. And if you're not going to, that's fine. I don't think fans should be all that crazy about spending a whole bunch of money on Texans tickets next year if they're not going to spend to the cap. I mean, what are you saving it for?
Well, I don't get it.
You'll have to pay Deshaun Watson at some point, but
one day.
You don't have to right now.
But like I said, I mean, the window is the window. I mean, it's like...
Well, no, I agree.
This team isn't going to be... They're not built to win for... And I know Deshaun Watson's young. When we talk about this all the time, though. Your chance to really win big as an NFL team, for the most part... And I mean, there's some model... And the Patriots model doesn't even count because Tom Brady is like the 22nd highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Right. So if he took what he was worth... The Patriots wouldn't win nearly what they win. But Tom Brady, he cares about winning more than money. He's one of the rare few. But he's
fine with money because his wife makes a billion.
Well,
so.
And he's got ways to make money outside of football
as well.
But
the reality is it's unfair to compare anybody to the Patriots because they're smarter than everybody else.
Right. So what everybody else has to do is they have to, while they have this window, they find a good young quarterback. You draft a quarterback, but so now you've got this guy under control for a good amount of time at a very reasonable cap number. Because once a quarterback gets to his second contract, boy, it's hard to build a winner around that. It is really hard to build a winner around it because now you're talking about
what
guys,
the Colts are doing because Andrew Luck's getting paid and they got a ton of room, but they're not exactly throwing money around either. Which
they're
is,
not.
You know. But
not, the Colts winning the Super Bowl?
My point is, I like both these signings, but they still have a lot to do. They need to add another corner, and I've heard a couple names that I wouldn't hate. But the offensive line thing, dude, that's not they've done nothing. That worries me. And no, I would not have spent that kind of money on Trent Brown because, boy, if you mess up on that, then that's going to set you back because he had one good year.
It would set you back, but I'd rather take that chance than running Chantrell Henderson out there again, a guy that I've seen play before and has never had a year like Trent Brown had ever. And you think, oh, well, he'll get better. Yeah, I mean, you can't just say bad player will get better.
No, I'm not arguing with you about the tackles, man.
I'm saying if you're an organization, you can't say this bad player will get better and this good player, we've seen the best of him. There's no way he'll be that good when someone signs him. That's just such a scared ass way to run an organization. And I don't know what they're saving money for, but this isn't a team that, in my opinion, should be looking to be cheap right now. You know, you shouldn't be. You've got a definite opening here where you've still got some guys, J.J. Watt. Who's playing at a pretty high level. This may be your last year with Jadeveon Clowney. Like, if you're going to pay the franchise on that guy, I mean, what are you bringing him back for? Just to hold on to him? Just so no one else can have him? Or are you bringing him back because you think this guy gives us a chance to win this year? And so we're going to pay this premium to have him back because we think this year, because let's face it, they're not going to re-sign him long-term. That's not their plan. So, to me, they thought, we've got a good chance to win in 2019. And if that's the case, how are you going to get cheap now? You're going to balk out on Tyrann Mathieu over $3 million? It's silly to me.
Yeah, I don't know what their plan is. If I knew their plan, that'd be one thing. But for what they've done, I have no problem with that. But they can't be done yet. That's the thing. You better get me another cornerback. And, yeah, I think the only tackle left that's even worth spending money on is Darrell Williams. Well, you might want to get in on that.
Yeah.
Because that's because if, and I know you're going to, I know they're going to sign another corner and that'll, because they have to, they just don't have enough bodies. But I don't, the thing that I'm bothered about is the fact that they didn't do anything on the offensive line. And I think there were a couple of guys that would have made a lot of sense. And if you were going to spend big on James, put him at right tackle. And you still got to solve your left tackle problem, but at least now that's one less thing to worry about. That's a guy you could have plugged in for the next 4 years, and he's got a better track record, frankly, than Trent Brown on the other side, and I would have spent the money there. And now, I mean, maybe you're going to have to overspend for Darrell Williams. I'm fine with that. I'm worried about the injury.
They don't seem like the team that's willing to overspend is what I'm saying.
Well, they seem to be willing to overspend on their own guys, and I just think that's short-sighted.
Your own guys haven't been good enough.
Well, exactly. But, I guess my biggest concern, well, we got to go to break here. And
We've got plenty of time to talk about this.
Yeah. Right now, though, I need to talk about Harry's, because if you haven't tried Harry's yet, you can join the 10 million who have tried Harry's and get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover. How about this? $3 plus free shipping. All you have to do is use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And the great thing about Harry's, man, convenience. I get them sent right to my mailbox. Quality, affordability, and Harry's doesn't want to jack up the price on you. Harry's wants to give you quality razors. How about this? Replacement cartridges for just $2 each. That's half what you pay if you went after one of those big name places. And all of their blades come with a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, you can let them know, and they're going to give you a full refund. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for Blitzers. New customers get that $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. Means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today, use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer, and let them know you're a Blitzer. That's harrys.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I don't know why it is I can like these moves and still not be happy with the fact that there's some big holes that they haven't addressed. I mean, I don't mind either one of these moves. I think both these players are good options for him, especially since they need anything that can breathe at cornerback. And, Tyrann Mathieu I liked a lot, but, I mean, again, he wasn't that great last year. And, I think they're fine with what they've done, but that doesn't mean I can't be pissed off that they haven't done anything about the offensive line.
To me, it's just like last year when, okay, they needed a ton in the secondary and the offensive line. So they, which, by the way, we're right back there. So they say, okay, well, we re-signed Jonathan Joseph. Okay. Brought in Tyrann Mathieu. Okay. Bring signed in Aaron Colvin, who, by the way, came from that same Jags defense that now Gibson's coming from, which, okay. He didn't exactly work out. And then they're like, okay, well, let's get Chantrell Henderson and Zach Fulton and Kelemete. Like, yeah, I know none of these guys are like starting level offensive linemen, but we don't have any bodies, so we need them. Like, why not say, well, okay, let's just stop wasting time and go out and find actual starting level guys. Because all you're doing with that is spinning your wheels. So sure, they brought in 3 offensive linemen last offseason. None of them are worth a darn.
Oh, yeah, they were worse than they were the year before, which I didn't think was possible.
I mean, you would think that's – there was no way they could be worse than that. But they were.
That's why I
– So bringing in bodies, like just humans who can breathe and have a football helmet, that's not enough.
Well, what are we talking about? We're talking about the offensive line or are we talking about the secondary?
Both.
I'm confused. See, I think they brought in some guys who can help them in the secondary. That secondary was awful last year, AJ. Do you really think they're worse?
Yes.
I don't.
All right.
I mean, how many times did you see Matthew blow coverages on a tight end?
That secondary was awful last year. You know who was worse? Jacksonville's secondary. So let's go get their fourth best guy and bring him in. That makes sense.
Okay.
That's what they did, right?
They brought in a guy who can actually cover a tight end. That doesn't mean anything to you?
Who was the best guy in the Texans secondary last year?
Well, for the first half of the season, it was Jackson when he was playing safety.
Okay.
Justin Reed.
Okay. So
Justin Reed was probably their best overall player by the end of the season.
That might be okay. That might be fair. You would say second is probably Matthew, right?
Probably, yeah.
And Gibson was the fourth best guy that Jacksonville had out there last year, and they looked like garbage. And he was amongst the worst of them.
So did the Texans. We talked about it the entire season. And listen,
you're saying that another team's garbage is going to come in here and replace Matthew?
Well, often do we see that when there's guys that go into other systems, they're used differently, they play better. And frankly, I thought they'd get more out of Matthew than they did. Well, when they brought him in, I loved that signing, and I would have loved for him to bring him back, but I don't think he was nearly as effective as I thought he was going to be for him. And somebody was missing all the tight ends in coverage.
Man, I feel like Matthew was he wasn't a world beater last year, but I don't think he was bad at all. And
I think he was very inconsistent. When he was good, he was really good. When he was bad,
That's been his whole career.
Well, okay.
But what consistency have you seen from Gibson that makes you think it'll be any better?
I think there's at least some things he can do that this defense needs.
So, all right. Well,
listen, I'm not sitting here trying to say the guy's all pro, but I don't think it's a bad option. And, you know, I still, like, as much as I would love to get Earl Thomas, I don't know if he's going to be healthy. You're taking a 31-year-old off of serious leg injury for a whole bunch of money. And listen, I agree that they need to be all in, but where they needed to be all in was they needed to go and spend a bunch of money on one offensive lineman, at least one. Because there's no guarantee they're going to draft anybody worth a damn. We've seen how they draft offensive linemen. Doesn't matter where their picks are.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Go Solutions. If you own your home, listen up. Grab your smartphone. Our friends over at TGS Insurance Agency are about to deliver big savings on your home policy, and it's super easy. You don't even have to deal with an agent, which is great for me. Used to take hours to get a reliable home quote. Then someone came along and said, oh, well, how about we do it in 15 minutes? Well, TGS Insurance has built a new system that gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. You send that back, you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and these savings are legit. The online rating is nearly perfect. The average customer from 2018 saved over $825 on their home insurance, and no need to wait till your renewal because TGS Insurance, they'll take care of the back end. So you can forget about it, free your mind, and just start saving that money. One more time, text money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote. Start saving big today.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Houston sports fans, says Roby essentially replaces Kevin Johnson on the cap. Still need to replace Kareem in his opinion. Don't know if that'll be through the draft or free agency. They're going to sign another cornerback. It's just who they get. And then Matthew says, Gibson had a 4-pick season 2 years ago. Last season, there was a little pass rush from the Drags making a good secondary player look bad. The whole secondary looked bad last year, and I think that was part of it. That team was just a mess. I mean,
two years ago, Aaron Colvin was really good, too.
Yeah, and Aaron Colvin was,
And he was the third corner.
Yeah, he was the slot corner. And the reason he looked so good was they had two very good outside corners. And he, you know, made a lot of plays in the slot because he was attacked a lot. Didn't show up for the Texans. And part of that was injuries. Part of that was, I don't know if they used him right. Part of it was maybe he got the money. And this happens a lot. Guys get money and say, okay, I'm paid. I'm good.
Yeah.
But, and to the texter who calls me a Texans homer, first off, you obviously never listen to the show. If you do, I got bad news. You're going to have to repeat second grade next year because you are dumb. So, regardless, I try to look at them fairly. I don't mind these moves.
Wow.
And if they make the other one that I'm hearing about, then I'll be happy with them.
These moves concern me because I don't feel like they're swinging hard. I feel like they're just trying to make sure that they've got a full roster.
Well, I was said this 2 weeks ago. I want them to go all in. I want them to make a big splash. They haven't done that yet. Maybe they still will.
Who's out there now that...
Well, that's the problem.
The big splashes have happened.
Well, and I think to me, what that's telling me is they think they're closer than they are, and I think that's a mistake.
Yeah.
I think that's a big mistake. And if you think you can fix everything in the draft, you're wrong. And all right, so, and if you're going to try to sell me on the fact that Julian Davenport can be a starting left tackle in this league, we got a problem.
Yeah. Julian Davenport was in Buffalo. He wasn't even really a good starting.
You're talking about Chantrell Henderson.
Chantrell Henderson wasn't even a good right tackle.
He had 1 year with them where he played pretty well.
And they're and like, then, oh, but he'll get better. Julian Davenport, who's the proven commodity on this offensive line? They don't have one. It's crazy. Who's their proven commodity in the secondary? I mean, I guess, I don't even know. I mean, I guess Jonathan Joseph, you're there hoping, right?
I don't know what you might expect out of him. Maybe he's playing safety next year.
Maybe so.
But Gibson's been a starter on a pretty good defense for a long time.
Yeah.
And obviously you think Justin Reed gets a bigger role this year.
I hope so.
And he probably does. So, I mean, again, I just don't think that there's that much of a negative back there. And, you know, I Roby to me is a low risk, high reward. He could be Aaron Colvin again. If he is, well, guess you're throwing Jonathan Joseph back out there.
Why's no one really talked about Bryce Callahan either?
Yeah, that's an interesting name to me. That because a lot, I think most people kind of think of him as a slot corner only, but you know he's been pretty solid.
I mean, I don't know. I think he's one of the better guys that were available, and obviously getting hurt late in the season doesn't help. But it felt like, I don't know, like he was a guy that he was a guy that was going to get paid this offseason, and so far. Well, I don't know if there's something wrong with that dude, but I'd be ringing his phone just seeing what's going on because for 14 weeks, he wasn't even a guy that people were really looking to throw at, honestly, for a good while.
Yeah, I don't know why he's not getting a little more love, but I think, and really I haven't even seen his name pop up.
I haven't either.
With anybody.
All I saw was a story saying the Bears have moved on from Bryce Callahan. Okay.
And they lost two guys in the secondary now. So they went out and got Buster Skrine, who I don't think is an upgrade over Bryce Callahan, but maybe they do. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Regardless, I think... Yeah, you know, I don't mind this. I just hope there's more. I mean, Houston sports fan says really hope the splash is Le'Veon.
Yeah, but now you're putting rims on a car that doesn't have a transmission and it's got a flat tire. It's just not.
Yeah, I've said all along that offensive line needed to be addressed, and I gave you the solution. I'll give you the last solution that's out there, and I don't like him as much as I did Juwan James, but. You know, basically, go sign Darrell Williams. And he's coming off a season on the IR.
Yeah.
But at least he played at a very high level 2 years ago. And, okay, here's your right tackle. And then you take those other mutts and you try to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
With the left tackle. Or, you draft somebody, obviously. But, boy, you can count on one hand how often. Well, here's another one. The Titans went out and signed Roger Saffold. They already have a pretty good offensive line.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do that? That's another name that I mentioned 2 weeks ago.
Yep. I guess because of the money. I don't know.
So, I don't know. 713-780-ESPN. Sorry, my six-year-old son steals my phone sometimes and likes to text you guys from Robert.
It's all right. We had one of the kids on my baseball team sent a text last week when we were at Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
And he was listening to the show, and he tweeted or he texted something about we're at the place where the girls have big
lungs,
but he used a different word. He texted it from his mom's phone and deleted it. And then he came clean to his mom because he was worried I was going to text back.
Yeah, we don't return texts. You're safe, guys.
Whoops.
And here's one. This is a good point from 832. When it's all said and done, until Billy O's gone, they're not going anywhere.
I mean, I don't think Billy O's cutting the checks, though.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I mean, he's the one in charge, though, of everything right now, right? I mean, he won the power struggle. He got his guy in there. Is this how you're going to build?
Yeah.
That, to me, I just thought I wanted to see them go all in this offseason, just like the Rams did. And somebody tweeted, oh, well, look what happened to the Rams. When they got to the Super Bowl, they couldn't get it done. Guess what? They got to the Super Bowl!
Yeah.
How many times have the Texans done that?
0.0.
Nick says, I feel like with Reed and Howell, their safety position is set. Well, now that they have Gibson, I think between those three, they're fine, but I don't want to be counting on Andre Howell as a starter. So, yeah, and here's the other thing, too, and this is one of the things that kind of annoys me, is everybody mentions that all the signings on the first day are teams that didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Some of those teams are going to make the playoffs next year because of those signings.
I would guess so.
And, you know, I loved what the Rams did last year, and it got them to a Super Bowl, and I would have liked to have seen the same aggression here. And, yeah, are they cutting some guys? Absolutely. They're cutting Ndamukong Suh, apparently. But that was a guy they brought in for a one-year run.
Yeah, well, they're not really cutting him. They're just not bringing him back.
Yeah, well, I guess he was signed for 1 year.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Which, you know what? I'm sure Matt Schaub doesn't think he's Texans worthy, but I wouldn't mind him in the middle of that line.
What happened with Ronald Darby? Have the Eagles, are they going to pay him, or did they wait until, you know, the 49ers and all these other teams jumped in and offered him big money, and then the Eagles are suddenly like, hey, wait, we want to pay you big money?
Yeah, I'm not sure how that worked, but, you know, the 49ers are another team I thought would have spent a little more money by now. Because I know they...
I would have thought so, too.
So, I don't...
Ronald Darby, the rare case of a former Buffalo Bill that I actually think can play. Somebody should pay that. And he's only 25.
Well, and that's the thing. And that's a guy who could be your number one corner for the next three or four years.
He could be like when you got Jonathan Joseph
right.
five, that could 6 years guy. Ago.
And I'd have no problem if they spent that money there.
But they won't.
Well, and who knows if he wants to come here. He may want to go back to Philadelphia.
That's true.
And that's the other thing. I don't know. I don't know that people are just beating down doors to play for Bill O'Brien.
I mean, particularly defensive players, I can imagine that being the case. But I wouldn't imagine that a lot of offensive players aren't looking at Deshaun Watson and going, man, this could be fun.
Yeah, but and let's go back to the Matthew thing. Even if the Texans had matched, so I can go play for Andy Reid, who has a track record of winning, and the MVP of the league on the other side of the ball, or I can stay here with Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of think that's part of it. I'm sure a lot of these guys just don't want to play for the guy.
Well, and one other thing, we've talked about this before. There are offensive linemen who don't love blocking for quarterbacks that move around a lot and get out of the pocket a lot because it's difficult to do. It's a tough job, which is why it's so important for the Texans and why these middle of the road Joe Blows can't do it. But maybe that's the case with offensive line. Maybe there's that offensive linemen aren't looking to play behind a guy like Deshaun or play in front of a guy like Deshaun, which to me, I get that there would be some difficulty to it, but the upside is pretty great.
Yeah, I think that's a little overstated, because I know a lot of guys who don't mind that because the play gets extended and they get a chance to pancake a second guy. But most of them prefer to run block.
Every offensive lineman prefers to run block.
And that's the thing. I do think that when you look at the franchise, yeah, Deshaun is appealing to play with. JJ is appealing to play with. Hopkins is appealing to play with. Do you want to play for Bill O'Brien? Is that a guy, if you're a player, say, man, you know what? This guy's going to get the most out of me.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't think that, but I'm not in that in those shoes.
Maybe he needs to get with the 21st century is what he needs to do.
It's a good move.
He probably doesn't have an iPhone. You know what? He's got a flip phone. And you know what? Bill's time to get with the program, man, and get Go Insurance, because Go's iPhone app delivers the first ever on-demand car insurance experience. Fast, reliable, integrated with Apple. That means no questionable web forms handling your data. It's a 21st century solution to car insurance for those who don't want to be using those flip phones. And check out the app. It's so easy. You snap a photo of your license. You receive a quote in seconds. You use Apple Pay. That's it. Really, that simple. If you're still stuck in the past filling out pages of insurance paperwork and maybe like writing all your plays on this giant board, little piece of paper that you carry around with you, yeah, forget that, man. You're wasting your time. Just go search for Go Insurance in the App Store and visit go.insure to see how crazy fast your car insurance can be. Just download the Go app and you'll get a quote in less time than it takes to say, so long, Bill O'Brien, and hello, 2019. That's Go Car Insurance.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. So there was some other stuff going on, including Jets thought they had stolen Barr from the Vikings. And
he's back.
Yeah, that's why until 3 o'clock tomorrow, you can't be sure on any of these guys.
Yeah.
Squeeze in a couple calls real quick. Start with Paul. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing sports.
Hey, you're spot on about us. You're spot on about Deshaun, you know, with the offensive line. When you got a guy that runs as much as he does, that offensive line has to move with him. As far as a pocket passer, they just pretty much stay right there and hold up the defense best they can. So I think they need to get some offensive linemen that can move a little bit.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I think they should get some offensive line that can play, period. I don't know. And I guess that was what some people were saying about Trent Brown. He'd have a hard time moving around. But, I mean, Dwayne Brown was a big-ass man, and he moved around enough to
block. Yeah, but he was a lot more athletic than Trent Brown is.
Well, but he's also a lot older. I mean.
Well, yeah, he is now.
Well, when he was here with Deshaun, I mean, he wasn't.
Played one game with him. He played one game with Deshaun, and then they traded him.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, there's no sample size there. Let's try Ken.
Kenny.
Hey guys, how's it going?
We're going sports.
Hey, I've been listening to you, and I was reading an article on my Saints and how they just wasted a ton of money on bad free agents. So question is, what do you think about their chances of maybe keeping Ingram, making him a third down back and extending his career? And what is your opinion on Teddy Bridgewater staying and maybe being the replacement for Drew Brees when he finally retires?
Well, I'll start with, you know what, if I'm the Saints, I'm not keeping either one of those guys. First of all, I don't believe that
But they're keeping Bridgewater.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. And I guess that he had other offers too, which I guess it was the Dolphins, which I'm not looking to take. But I don't believe Teddy Bridgewater is this great future, you know, replacement for Drew Brees. I don't know. I think he's a decent backup quarterback. But if you're drafted or if you're paying him now to stay and be the Drew Brees heir, which I guess that's what they're looking for, right? Then I don't have any interest in that because this is an unproven commodity.
Yeah, you don't really have anybody else in the pipeline, really. So,
no.
And for him, it makes sense. Back up Drew Brees. And I'll be honest with you, by the time I think Drew Brees decides to retire, Bridgewater's going to be 28, 29 years old.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many years you would have of him, even if he does develop under Sean Payton, which I think he will. So I think it's a good place for him, but I still don't know if his knee will hold up if he has to play.
And the Saints bringing in Latavius Murray, that basically ends any possibility, I would think, that they're going to have Mark Ingram back.
Yeah, he signed him to a four-year deal today.
It wouldn't really make any sense at this point.
Yeah, and you know, I think he kind of fits what they do. He's a nice compliment to Kamara, and so they've moved on from Ingram, which Ingram's getting up there too.
Yeah.
So,
and by the way, I wouldn't have wanted to bring him back either. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's almost 30 years old at this point and
wants money.
Yeah, which good luck.
And the thing about the Saints is, they did have that stretch where they overpaid for free agency and a lot of them missed. And it took them having an epic draft 2 years ago to make up for a lot of that. But yeah, I think the Saints are. As long as Drew Brees is upright, Saints will be fine.
I remember when they threw a bunch of money at Jairus Byrd.
Well, there's a bunch of players that they spin up to, and that's the thing.
CJ Spiller,
yeah,
they took all the old Bills players too. That's bad. But, it's always a bad strategy.
But here's
guys.
The thing: is sometimes it doesn't work out when you do that, but sometimes it does. And it worked out for the Rams. They got to the Super Bowl. Guess what? 2 years ago, it worked out for the Jaguars. They got the AFC Championship game with Blake freaking Bortles at quarterback. So you just have to make the right decisions. And I'm sure the Texans are looking at it going, oh, we went all in on Brock Osweiler. Look what happened. And, oh, last year we spent money on Aaron Colvin. Look what happens. Okay. At the time, the Osweiler deal made sense.
Yeah.
It didn't work out. The Colvin thing hasn't worked out. At least you still have... he still got him for another year. Maybe it will. And I know they've just missed on a lot of guys. But what concerns me is if you're just going to go draft on offensive line, Nick Martin was a second-round pick. Has he played like a second-round pick?
No.
Xavier Suofilo was a second-round pick. Did he ever play like a second-round pick?
No.
And almost every offensive lineman they've drafted has been below, except maybe Brandon Brooks when he was here. And I don't want to put it all on Brian Gain now because last year they drafted Martinez Rankin. That was his draft pick. We don't know what he's going to be yet, but he sure didn't come in and look like he was going to be an instant impact guy. And maybe he's a lot better this year. Maybe that's your big step, but I need to see it.
Yeah.
And we'll see. I think it's, this is what's worse, taking former Bills players or Patriots players. That's the thing. And this is why the whole Trent Brown thing to me, he was playing for a contract under the best offensive line coach maybe in the history of the league and had a pretty good season. Not a great season, a pretty good season.
Yeah.
So, yes, would I have loved to have seen them say, all right, we're just going to put him at left tackle. But, boy, that could easily turn into a Nate Solder thing. But Juwan James has been playing for the damn Dolphins and been playing pretty well for them.
On a team where nobody else is playing well.
Yeah, so I think that's the one that bothered me the most. That Denver went out and got him at a price that I thought was extremely reasonable. But, oh well, as I said, there's one name left out there. That's the thing that's going to piss me off if there's just no movement on the offensive line whatsoever. Well, but we brought Shontrell Henderson back. What did he play?
Our guys are going to be good.
Five plays that he played last year. And, Matt Paradise is still out there. I think maybe it's time to say, maybe Nick Martin's going to have to try to be a guard. He's going to have to beat somebody out of guard because
he should.
And go spend some money on this guy.
I think Matt Paradise is signing with Carolina.
Is he? Because last I saw, the Broncos thought they were going to get him back. But
as of 3:21, Adam Schefter tweeted out he intends to sign a 3-year, $27 million deal.
He is signed.
The Panthers.
See that? 3 years, $27 million? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The Bills just signed a center for more than that.
Yeah. Well, it's not our money, Fred.
Clearly not. Sigh.
All right, guys. If Cal McNair had Triangle Energy, he'd save some money and maybe be able to pay some of these dudes that getting these good deals. There's a lot of different energy providers out there, and they're always making different offers. You know, free weekends, free days. Free weekends would be really good for Reliant, by the way, or NRG Stadium, I guess. But the reality is they're all a bunch of jokers. All that stuff is garbage because at the end of the day, you sign up for those deals and you find out you're paying a higher rate or they're putting additional fees on your bill. That's why you don't want to mess with those gimmicks. Triangle Energy, they keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay, period. No gimmick, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. 877-93-EAGLE. Give them a call or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriangleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.